Welcome, everybody. If you want to stand us and join us in worship this morning.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I chose this scripture this morning because this has been a huge part of celebration this year, which meets at 9 o'clock in Martin Chapel every Sunday evening. And I think that it's, really foundational to our faith, and it's also close to the scripture that is part of the chapel theme this year. Today we'll have some discussion time and after a couple more songs, to contemplate what it means to be a living sacrifice, and to also not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds through Christ. And this next song is called Resurrecting. And in a lot of ways, I think that as we're transformed in Christ, we're kind of resurrected with him. And the bridge of this song says, "By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected king is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected king is resurrecting me."
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to victory. Was borrowed for 3 days.
This time we're gonna take about 5 minutes and just sit and talk with each other about the verse and what you feel like. How is God transforming you right now, or calling you to not be conformed to the patterns of this world, or to offer yourself as a living sacrifice? So we'll just play some music and then we'll finish with our last song. Dear Lord, we just thank you again for this opportunity to come and worship you this morning. I pray that you'd be with us as we go throughout the remainder of our day, seeking what it means to offer our lives as a living sacrifice.